Hello, everyone. Hi, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. Like always, this is all about entrepreneurship. And today, in this session, we're going to give you some tips. We're going to give you the 10 best tips and the 10 best things you should consider when starting a business. So let's get straight into it. So tip number one. Keep your business and your life in balance. Well, the main thing is, if you start a business, you're probably going to be extremely busy getting things done and sorting stuff out. So there's so many things to find out, so many things to do. And honestly, if the day had more than 24 hours, you would probably take it. The thing is, you need to make sure that everybody in your family, in your surrounding, your friends and so on are online with what you're doing and understand the action you're going to put in and why you're doing it. It is extremely important there. Let's take one thing. Let's say, and there's a high chance of that your business might not work out. You don't want to be there on your own, right? So just make sure that you have your friends and your family on your side. It's just easier, you know? Let's be honest. I mean, in my experience, I've done both. I neglected my family at one point in my businesses. It really backfired badly to me. Even if you are successful with it, even if it works out and you think, okay, it's great, it's all fantastic, you're still going to be on your own because they will have distanced themselves massively from you in the meantime. And that is not a nice place to be. Believe me, you can't enjoy your success. And if it goes down the hill and it's not going to work so good, well, you better make sure you got someone on your side, who's with you just in case. You know what I mean? Right. Point number two. Know your exit before you enter. I think this could be point number one, to be honest. This could be, I mean, okay, family, friends are important, so don't underestimate this, but knowing your exit is a very, very important thing. What will you do and how will you get out of all this if it fails? I know it's one of those things that's often forgotten, but you need an exit strategy. You need a way to measure your level, how far you will go. So that means, for example, let's say you're going to start a new business, you're investing all the money you have or as much money, define exactly how much money you're willing to spend. How far are you going to go? How much time you're going to put into this? How long are you going to wait until you become successful? If you step over that line, you go out, you walk away and you leave it. That is not doable. You need to know that level. Don't make the mistake and think the business is you. This is all about you. And if you give up, you failed. You can't fail. Your business might fail. It might not work. But honestly, it's much better to find your way out and think of something else, recover, find something else and start all over than taking it too far and never going to be able to get out of it. This is not a good place to be. So know your exit before you enter. Number two. Number three, don't buy things unless you need them. I see this over and over again. And honestly, I fell for this too. It's so easy, especially in today's world. You watch some YouTube videos and some guy has some amazing stuff. Oh, if I had that, I would be as successful as this guy, at least as this guy sounds to be. I need this stuff. So this is going to be so much easier. And so you're going to spend your money. Don't do it. You know, make a list. Whenever it is you want to buy, put it on a piece of paper. That's my tip. Leave it for a week, minimum 1 week. Just leave it for 1 week. Do not buy anything. Return back to it 1 week later and see if you still think you're going to need it. And if you can't justify the case that you said, okay, that's worth the money spent, don't bother. Don't do it. Business is money. Business is money in both ways. It's about spending money. It's about making money. This is the two things that count. So you can't just waste it and throw it out your window because people don't just waste money on you. Believe me, they don't. You don't want to do that. So you're never going to get it back. So if you're not sure that whatever investment you take is going to bring you some money back and is actually going to be an asset and not a liability, don't do it. Step out of it. Don't buy things unless you need them. Point number four, put money aside for the unknown. This really goes very much to number two, because if you have a certain amount of money or you have a certain income and on the side you're going to start a side hustle, starting a business, make sure that there's a certain amount of money you're going to put aside. Don't spend all that money on risky investment in your business. Don't do it. I mean, I always say whatever it is you do, spend 50% maximum of all the money you make back into your business and the other 50% you put aside. At the beginning of a business, this is vital. This is extremely important. Don't think, at the beginning, I have to go all the way in it. If I don't go all the way in it, I haven't really tried. I haven't really put it. That's not true. Let's be honest. If you don't have enough money right now to start, make more money. Simple as that. The focus must be on making money and not on spending money. So put, and this is my tip, put 50% of that money aside. Leave it. Don't touch it. Even if it doesn't give you any interest rate right now, it doesn't matter. Don't invest it in anything long term. No, you might need that money. You need it as a backup. You never know what's going to happen. And it's not for the business. It's for you. It's to make sure that you as a person, who is not the business, by the way, you're not the business. You're a person running a business, that you can survive, that your family can survive, that you have all the things you need. That is vital. Don't do it any other way. So, point number four, put money aside for the unknown. Point number five, don't use debt to further your business. Do not take loans to start a business. A very bad decision. Don't do it. I can see that sometimes this can be difficult. If you have, you know, if you want to open a shop, you probably need some money to open the shop. Make the money first. Go get a job, put the money aside, save it, do whatever you need to do, and then you spend that money, the money you have. Don't go to a bank, get a loan. Don't loan it from some sharks or some friends. It's not going to work. It's just so much pressure on you. There is no fun. You're not going to enjoy the work. You're not going to have fun with this. It's not worth it. And honestly, if it's that big, start with something smaller. Start with something you can actually do. Instead of starting a big restaurant, start whatever. Get a van and start selling on the street the best food you can ever do. And get some money out of this. Do whatever you need to do and slowly bring yourself to the level you want to be. Don't pretend you're already the biggest connoisseur there is, a 5-star Michelin chef, and you're going to have to spend $5 million to open up that restaurant. Don't do it. It's not worth it. Trust me, it doesn't really work like this. If you think that there is something you need to do, you need to make sure that this guarantees the return, that it's an asset. In a new business, that's almost never the case. It's extremely rare that you can guarantee that level. So don't do it. So don't use debt to further your business. That was point number five. Point number six, customers, clients, and partners. You know, your business, the business is not just you. This is far more than you. You will need customers. You will need clients. And you very likely, depending on the type of business, you will need partners. People that help you making that money. This could be some outsourced service. This could be whatever. It could be some freelancer working for you, doing some work for you. It doesn't really matter. You definitely need customers and clients. Look, they have to be on the top level. You need to have the skills to deal with those people the best. If you don't have them right now, learn it. Let's say you are a hairdresser, or no, let's do it. Let's say you're a carpenter and you want to start a shop as a carpenter. If you actually always just stood in the workshop and never done anything else and just dealt with your boss to do some work and now decide you want to go on your own, you need to learn some skills to deal with customers, to understand how they work, what they do, what they need, how you understand value for them, how you can make sure you get your money. These are all these kind of things you need to understand and know. This is a skill. This is a skill you need to learn. Don't underestimate that. People don't just come and pay you. Look, if they don't have to, they don't. Simple as that. You want to make sure that the customer sees so much value in this that they want to pay you because they want more of your value. That's the kind of skill you need to have. Learn it. This is important. So number six, customers, clients, and partners. Learn everything you can about dealing with customers, clients, and partners. Number seven, find your niche without losing the bigger picture. So if you are a carpenter and, you know, as a general carpenter, there are probably, whatever, 5,000 carpenters in your big city you live, right? The competition is huge. They've been in the business for a long period of time. They have a good customer base and you're starting from scratch. So what you're going to do? Everybody's telling you about get your niche, you know, find your niche, find the one place you're going to be good and what's going to work and so on. The problem, and I mean, I agree with this, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting your niche, finding your niche. There is only one thing is wrong when you dive so deep into that niche. It's like getting into a hole that you don't see anymore what is going on around you. If something in the market is changing and things are going in a different direction, you need to be aware of it. You can't just look at your niche. So you need to get the bigger picture. So where does your niche fit in? That picture your niche is in, you need to be aware of it. So let's say wood right now, today of the recording, wood prices are going through the roof. They're unbelievably expensive. You know that. So what are you going to do? I mean, you know that whatever you're going to create going to cost far more money in the future or in the foreseeable future, at least even today already, just because the wood prices are up. So people are probably not willing to spend so much money on it anymore. You need to get that idea. You need to understand that this is what's happening. So either you adjust your niche, you adjust the kind of materials you work with, or whatever you need to do in order to stay in business. Keeping that eye on the bigger picture is vital. So get out of the hole from time to time, look what is going on around you, and start adjusting as you see fit. Vital, very important. So number 7, find your niche without losing the bigger picture. Number 8, partners and employees. Now that's an interesting story. Many of us want to start a business, but not on our own. They're looking for a partner or someone who can do it with them. You might have a good friend who thinks, all right, come on, we can do this together. It's going to be so great. I'm good at this. You're good at this. Let's do this. You know, now this is not a bad idea. Nothing wrong with this. And employees, I mean, if your business is big enough and you can afford it, you're probably going to have employees at one point. But again, this is a skill. Even working with a partner is a skill. This isn't just like, you know, having a chat in the playground, you know. Oh, wouldn't that be so cool if we do that? No, or in a bar over a beer. It's not the same thing. When it comes to it and there is money problems, or there are certain things not working that way, or you have different ideas or different, you know, assumption about something, it's going to be conflicting. There's no doubt about it. And the same going to be with your employees. You're going to have some employees that, you know, they just don't work the way you expect them to, or you're just not the type of leader they expect to have. And what ends up to be is that you have friction and you have problems, and that can destroy a business. You want to make sure that you set up right from the beginning the exact framework you want to use when you work with a partner. Be clear about it. Have an exit strategy together with your partner. Agree on the level how far you're going to take it. Agree on the level what happens if you both do not agree. What's going to be the outcome of this? What you're going to do? Do that before you're in that situation. Make a contract between each other. This is vital. With your employees, the same. Don't tell them how amazing it is to work here and just to get some. No, tell them exactly what your way of working is and listen to what they think. And then figure out if there is a way that you can bring this together. If you have more than one employee, of course, you have to streamline it somewhere. But let everybody be part of the process of growing their business. You want your employees to think it's their business, really. Not in terms of being the boss, but in terms of being proud of what that business can do and how far it can take it. This is a skill you need to learn. Leadership is one of the main things that is, you know, that takes so many businesses down if that's not, you know, mastered. All right, so number 8, partners and employees. Number 9, patience. Allow decisions to mature. Very similar to the investment part. If you come up with a new idea and there is something, you know, you have to decide which path you have to take. Don't just take a decision just like that. Don't just drop straight in it, change the whole business model, change everything you have, your whole business, and just jump onto the other wagon. Just because it sounds really cool right now. Don't do it. Give yourself the time. Let it see what happens. If you take a new decision, then give that decision some time. See first where it takes you. Make it the best you can make it. Don't just jump out. Oh, it's not going to work. Shit. You know, I made a mistake. It's not going to. I jump it back. Don't do that. Pull it through. Keep going for a little bit. You see, these things go together. Don't jump in it very quickly. But when you make a decision to go in it, stick with it for a while. Make with a contract with yourself, with your partner, with your employees. How long are you going to push that through before it comes to collect as much information as you can in order to either adjust that decision or to go deeper with it? Either way. But give it time. Allow to mature. Allow the decision to mature. So number 9, patience. Allow decisions to mature. Number 10, be open-minded and keep learning. And that's probably the biggest thing. Everything changes. Things change so quickly, you have no idea. Just look at the corona crisis we have right now. You can see what's happening. Things are changing left, right, and center. So you need to learn. You need to adjust. You need to play along with it. It's not about shouting at change and saying, oh my God, I'm such a poor guy. I don't know what to do. There is no point in that. Don't do it. Be open-minded. Learn. See facts as what they are. Identify the problems and then the solution presents itself and keep moving. This is important. Make some mistakes if you have to, just so you learn. Go for it. Don't just complain and die. There is no point in that. You need to move forward. And your business deserves you to be the best employee of the company, to be that one person every business deserves, the best employee a business can have. That must be you. And that's the way you have to see it. So you need to learn as much as possible to be able to lead the business. Well, I hope that gave you some pointers. So just to finalize, number 10, be open-minded and keep learning. Now, look, these are really 10 high-level tips. And I think some of them you might have never thought about, and some of them you might never, you know, thought, it's not that important. Trust me, all of them are extremely important. Whatever you do, write them on a piece of paper, put them on a wall where you see them all the time, and remind yourself over and over again to stick with it. Don't walk away from that. If you want to know more about it, I've done this whole thing in writing as well. You can find it on our website, on our blog. And the blog is actually called, similar to this podcast, 10 points you must consider when starting a business. So just come to our website, you find it there, and you can print it out for yourself, and then you have this stuff right in front of you. Guys, I hope this was helpful. I hope this will help you really start the most amazing business you can start, and I wish you all the success possible. Speak to you later, guys. And don't forget to come to our website and sign up to our newsletter. You find all the information on our website. Also, don't forget to join us on our meetups. We have our weekly meetups on meetup.com. Just look for Entrepreneur Meetup, and there you will be able to talk to us directly, ask questions, get the information right out of the horse's mouth, if we call ourselves a horse. All right, guys, have a good time and see you soon. Bye-bye.